Welcome to Health Matters. I'm Big Girl here. And don't forget, you can catch Health Matters every fortnight, Wednesday at 11 a.m. and also repeats after Inside Out on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Today's topic is Aboriginal men's health, and in the studio with me today we have Elvin Edney, who is a nurse with the Dhirubal Yerrigan Health Service. G'day there, Elvin. First time on radio?
Yes. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's a really important issue. Even me as a woman sitting here talking to you as a man, I think it's equally important that, women get involved in men's health as well. So some of the things that we'll be talking about today is healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Not smoking, limiting alcohol, avoiding drugs, and healthy eating, and basically being physically active as well. So I guess from my point of view, why are we focusing on men's health today? I mean, let's talk about the importance of men's health from your point of view.
From my point of view, this week we're celebrating Aboriginal Men's Health Week, and one of those things that we'd like to promote is that the services that we offer at Dhirubal Yerrigan Health Services, not only for people who health is health means more than just being sick or ill. It means doing stuff every day that makes you feel good about yourself. It helps you live longer and do things that will mean that you'll be there for your family in the long term, yeah.
What kind of things do you think, men could be doing in terms of making themselves happy? Because we're talking about social well-being, aren't we?
Yeah.
What are some of the things, apart from fishing, mind you?
Well, one of those things that were discussed before we've come on is just, for example, taking the opportunity to do things for yourself, like maybe going fishing, doing stuff, some activities that men just do want to do by themselves or just with other men, and just gives that opportunity to, be away from the partner, do stuff for themselves, create opportunities and just relax in a comfortable setting, and emotionally that's can only be a positive thing.
I guess opposed to stereotyping activities as going to the pub all night and going to the tab, and all the brother boys going crazy and stuff like that, we're saying, look at other things as well, like going on country, and going back to your culture, going back to probably basics is what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Simple things.
Yes, that's right.
In life. And now you also mentioned that it's a special week today. Is that a Perth thing or a national thing, being Men's Health Week?
I'm not too sure, but it's also just talking about men's health is just we would like to think that all the viewers out there, and men in particular, would want to think more about their health every week, every day of the
every
week.
Every day, exactly.
But at least we have this week to focus and, put a spotlight on some issues that are a real concern for the whole community, and particularly Aboriginal men.
Definitely. Let's go back a bit and talk a bit about you.
Yep.
You're from Dhirubal Yerrigan and your role as a nurse, as I mentioned. But I believe you're one of the new kids on the block, so to speak.
Yep.
Only been there a short time. How are you finding working at Dhirubal and also in the role?
So far I've been there for 2 weeks. It's been a bit of a challenge, but from the clients, the feedback that I get from them, some of the services such as heart health, is that they actually genuinely get some good benefit from that, create some social network, gives them a day out where they can be involved in their community, meet up with people, and just to catch up with not only other people or family members, but with the health staff and services that we provide there, just to make sure they're doing okay. Provide some education if they have some, and just to provide a culturally appropriate service for them.
Hey, we're going to flick to a song, Jimmy Barnes with Working Class Man, a classic song that the guys like, hopefully. And then I want to come back and have a yarn with you about the Marmon Pit Stop. I know it exists, but yep. I'd like to know a bit more about it, and I'm sure our listeners would too. You're listening to Health Matters with me, Big Girl, and special guest from Dubal Yerrigan, Elvin Edney. We're talking about men's health.
Working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain. My father's son left to carry out blue denim in his veins. Oh, he's a working class man.
Jimmy Barnes on radio. Health Matters, of course, is a program that you're tuned into. And just want to say, if you do want to go online and access all the deadly information that is on Health Matters, which is here on Noongar Radio every second Wednesday, 11 o'clock, and replaying after Inside Out on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, you can head to healthywa.wa.gov.au. au. Great information on there. You'll also find podcasts of each session here that we do on there as well. So, yeah, perhaps if you hear some great information here today and somebody misses it, you can tell them to go to the website, Healthy WA, and hear it for themselves or listen to the replay Sunday night at 9 o'clock. And with me I have from Double Yerrigan, Elvin Edney, who's a nurse there and doing very well for his first time on radio, I must say, Elvin.
Yes, thanks for your
share. Now, also, I'll also give out the contacts for Double Yerrigan as well. Well, in town, it's Whitnoom Street.
Whitnoom Street, that's
you
right.
You can pop in there. Yeah, that's right. And if you'd like to call 9421 3888 or go online and find out about all the services that are offered there at Durbel, and that's www.dyhs.org.au. Now, we're going to have a yarn about the Marmon pit stop. For people that don't know what Marmon means, it is man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a bit more about that, because I quite often see the guys with these caps on and it looks like they come from some kind of car racing thing. It's got the black and white checkered flag thingy there.
It's part of a program that we do for health promotion. Also, it provides them a fun opportunity. It's about fun and an opportunity for men to look at their own health in a comfortable setting, and something that they can relate to, which is cars. And we look at different areas of the health checkup, your health assessment, such as blood pressure, which you can compare to oil pressure, or even the waist measurement of a gentleman, which is Chaz's check. Other things that we do is education, and also it's just one of those things that you can just drop in, get a checkup, get the advice or some opinion from the health staff there, and if a referral, any concerns are identified, those referrals and those assessments and that can be made at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun opportunity, and it's one of those things that just drop in, take the opportunity, and give it a go.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
And a great concept as well, men's health and using the car.
Yeah.
As a pit stop. So it sounds like a bit of a one-stop shop to me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so how do men get that done? Say if there's a guy listening now and he wants to get that done tomorrow, is that possible?
Yeah, well, and
how do people go about it?
If you can come down to East Perth, Deborah Yerrigan Health Service, just pop in, come see us and say you want a health check, we can do that. Also understand that, for example, there's a NAIDOC Day coming up in July. Mm. I'm sure that Deborah Yerrigan will be doing some promotion there, including the Marmon and Pit Stop, and just pop in. Ask questions. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an opportunity, and ring us up and let us know.
Yeah, I reckon the NAIDOC one would be a good one. I mean, you go there to the event and you can get, through the pit stop as well. It's fantastic. I often see the pit stop around at events. So we're talking about the Ashfield one,
yeah,
imagine. So
yeah, I suppose, yeah. And, and this also is a message goes out to family because men sometimes do need the encouragement and need the support. Just to a bit of a gentle push to come to these mum and pit stops. And I'm sure, what's that, growing up, young girls and young boys do look up to the men all their life and want them to be there all the time. Want
Definitely.
Them to be there longer, and when they grow up, yep, they are the role models.
Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of women out there like me that want their sweet black mans to be healthy as well, because the life expectancy of Aboriginal men is like 21 years, I believe, less than a non-Indigenous man.
That's
so we want our men around, as long as they can stay with us. And I guess one good way of doing that is by monitoring your health and making sure that you get checked over.
And the message we try to put out from the Deborah Yerrigan Health Service is one of prevention, early detection of any concerns in your health would likely mean that early detection is early treatment, and it reduces those risks that could develop later.
Can we talk a bit about smoking?
Okay.
I think that's a huge thing. Maybe smoking and drinking.
Yep.
Well, it's a big challenge
for
a lot of people. Some people say it's mind over matter, but in terms of the Office of Service at Dubbel Yerrigan, you know, how would you help a person down there, you know, quit smoking and, you know, having too many drinks, so to speak?
Yep. It's one of those things that we recognise that is a concern, particularly in Aboriginal communities. It's just that we want to know. Let us know if you think that you're ready to look at quitting. Let us know if you think you're ready to look at your drinking. And from there, we were able to provide some referrals. If you have any concerns or questions, just let us know and we can point you in the right direction or hopefully answer those questions for you. And it's one of those things that we recognise it's a long journey. Sometimes you can start and give it a go and drop off, but need that encouragement just to jump back on that quitting smoking and, you know, reducing the alcohol and cutting down the grog. It's a long journey. You can stop and start. That's not a failure. That's just recognising that other things get in the way, but you can always continue on later down the track.
Yeah, that's good advice there, Alvin, because, you know, fighting an addiction and coming off and going back on, men and women may feel that they've failed and stress out even more.
Yep, no, Farrah, you've taken this first step and that's only a good thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Awesome. Now, when people, when the men go and see someone about the mum pit stop, please tell me it's all men.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got some male Aboriginal health workers, and yeah, they're very good at what they do.
Oh, that's good, because I think that's really good as well for men to speak to men as well, because of the shame factor as well and the privacy.
Yeah.
You know.
But there is no shame. We want to know what's happening, but also having that presence, it's just comfortable. I've recognised that it can be vulnerable and just that loss of control sometimes and overwhelming, but take a deep breath and breathe it all out, shake it up, and just let it all out and don't be ashamed. Let us know what you need and what needs to be done, and we'll hopefully see you at the mum and pit stop at NAIDOC week.
Yeah, that's Thursday at the Ashfield Reserve. It's pretty much an all-day gig and it's all free. Oh, that's another thing. It is a free service, isn't it, Elvin?
Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. We're going to go to another song and then we're going to come back and have a bit more of a yarn about Aboriginal men's health here on Health Matters with myself, Big Girl, and from Dubbel Yerrigan, Elvin Edney. He's a nurse there and he sounds like a big broodier here on radio for the first time. And also, while we're here, Elvin, a big shout out to all the Dubbel Yerrigan Health Service staff. I hope they're listening in there.
Yep. Between working very hard,
Bartlett Brothers, Brothers for Life.
Let
Of our local Bartlett Brothers with Brother for Life. And a big shout out to Jason Bartlett there. We hope you get better soon. Speaking of men and getting better at it, talking about Aboriginal men's health today on Health Matters here at Noongar Radio. I'm Big Girl and Elvin Edney from Derbal Yerrigan Health Service with us today. And don't forget, if you want more information about being healthy, do go to healthywa.wa.gov.au, and also contact for Derbal Yerrigan phone 94213888. And online www.dyhs.org.au. Now, all you men out there, time to cringe. We're going to talk about exercise and diet.
Yep. I tried to get some more, but I can do a bit more, hey?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you talk about exercise, the first thing I think of is maybe a gym.
Yeah.
But that's probably...
Yeah.
Not a practical or affordable way for a lot of people. So
you have to commit financially, and it can be confronting to a lot of people. Yeah,
yeah, and it's a horrible place. It's like going into hospital, so it's a bit sterile. You know what I mean? And if you go by yourself, it can be lonely, and probably a reason why you won't go as much to the gym. So give us some tips on some cheap and easy ways for men to exercise.
Yeah, now you're talking about planned exercise, which is, again, that group. But other planned exercise might be like group activities, like doing some football training, or kicking the ball around with some mates. Maybe going fishing, that's just one of those things. Going for planned walks with other people. I'm sure there are some activities in the community that can, you can be involved. But also looking at unplanned, everyday things that you could do. For example, stop a few moments, a few stops before your work and just walk the rest of the way. Taking the stairs instead of the lift. Pushing yourself a bit more from your regular routine. Go for a walk around the block. Those kinds of things.
Don't laugh. You know what my one is at the moment? When I go to the shops, you know, these huge car parks, I park as further away as I can from that shop.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, you mentioned doing activities, involve the kids and family as well.
Yep.
So it's not just you benefiting, but, the whole family.
Yeah.
Gets into it. And as you said before, our men are role models as well. So a lot of our children look up to mum and dad and see what they're doing and follow suit. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's a good one. What about diet?
Diet, oh my goodness, thing, isn't this it? Is a... Yeah. Trying to get the fruit and vegetables in your diet is a bit of, can be hard sometimes, and just having that stress of working and just everyday activities just gets in the way.
So what are some tips?
Preparation, you can plan ahead. Make some meals, prepare them, store them away, and they're always ready for you to eat. Other things could be, enjoy your food. If you enjoy some things, have it. But another thing is reduce the portion size. If you like your cake, for example, you can always cut it in half. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Diabetes in men, a huge issue or what?
It is a huge issue, particularly amongst Aboriginal men. Diabetes does affect Aboriginal people at a higher rate than non-Aboriginal people. And again, we promote these healthy eating and exercise to reduce those chances of developing diabetes. Towards the age group of 35, 40 onwards, Aboriginal men are screened regularly at the American Health Service because we recognise that diabetes is a real issue for our clients. And one of those things that we look at is reducing your waist size. And healthy eating. So just those planned exercise, but also unplanned exercise, being a bit more active, getting up, again, being involved with children, kids playing around and doing stuff that you enjoy. We don't want it to be unpleasant or some stuff that you don't like doing. Do stuff that you enjoy. Eat the foods that you like. Just add a bit more and just think a bit more about it. And
drinks as well, hey?
Yeah.
I think drinks is a huge issue. I don't think people have an idea of how many calories they can pack on just by drinking, a lot of cool drink.
Yep.
Oh, and alcohol as well.
Yep. Both of them can and do have a lot of sugar in them. It doesn't taste like they do, but, when you look at down to it, they're hidden calories, hidden sugars, and they do add up after a while. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So stick to the water.
Yep.
Or something with low calories, because even fruit juices and that have a lot of hidden sugars as well. For everyone to be taking, especially little children as well. So I guess men have to have a responsibility, just like a woman in how their children eat as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and I'm looking at some stats here. We have high rates of obesity in the Aboriginal community, with up to 40% of Aboriginal people aged 15 to 24 overweight. And this jumps to nearly 60% from ages 25 to 34. I go to Durbel now and then, and I see a fantastic program there called Heart Health, and they go walking.
Yep.
And they go walking with walking sticks, in wheelchairs, Zimmer frames.
Yep.
And I mean, shivers, if our mob can do that there, the more healthier ones can do even more, I think.
Yep. You got the ability. If you don't use it, you lose it. Yeah, I understand. Last week, the Heart Health Group had a walking session, and they went for a walk up in the Perth Hills. It's very good.
Yeah, that's
something
awesome
to look forward to. It's put on a calendar. It's one of those things that the heart clients in the Heart Health Group do look forward to.
Yeah, exercise doesn't have to be hard.
No.
It doesn't have to be hard on your body either. And talking about going for walks in the park and in the hills sounds fantastic. Now, Heart Health meets every Thursday down at Durbal Yerrigan in Perth, which is Whitnoom Street.
Whitnoom Street.
Yep. And that starts from 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So, as I was saying before, the phone number for Durbal is 94213888. So,
yep.
Heart Health's really important. And that is a little bit like a pit stop because they get their BSL, their...
Yep, the blood sugars.
Their blood sugars done there. Their weight as well,
yep.
The blood pressure.
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah.
Free feed.
A free feed, yes. But there's always the opportunity to...
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
Very healthy.
Yep. You do some exercise there if you haven't caught up on your exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. But one of the great things about that program is that everyone gets to meet on a Thursday and they yarn and get together, and it's like family. So do check out Heart Health there, Thursdays, 10 o'clock at Durbal in Perth. I think it's time for us to go for another song. What do you reckon, Alvin?
Yeah, it's okay. Yep, I agree.
We're going to The Man by Allo Black.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom counts. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all your stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat.
Go ahead and tell everybody.
Aloe Black there with the man. I'm here with the man, Alvin Edney. Whoa, Alvin. From Temple Yerrigan Health Services, and you're on Health Matters. And we're talking about Aboriginal men's health today on the program. Don't forget, Health Matters comes to you every Wednesday. Oh, not every Wednesday, every second Wednesday. I wish it did come every week, but it doesn't. So fortnightly Wednesday, 11 o'clock, and then replaying after Inside Out Sundays, 5 o'clock, and for information about health, and definitely check out healthyway.wa.gov.au. Now, Alvin, do different age groups bring different risks?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Particularly Aboriginal men. For example, 15, 24-year-olds, within that age group, we like to look at things like sexual health. One of those things is checking STIs. If you have symptoms, don't be ashamed. If they're causing you some pain, come down to our services and get them checked out. We have a fully confidential service. It's private. No shame. Anything, any questions, not off limits. And these things, you might think that you're alone with these issues, these concerns, but get them checked out early. Get them treated early, and you can go back to having a bit of fun.
Yeah, of course. Or just wear a condom.
That's correct. Yep.
That is true. Actually, before we move on from that, what are some of the symptoms that a young man might experience?
Oh, things like...
You know,
like
he's been getting around and...
Yep.
What do they look for?
One thing is itch. If you've got an itch down there, get it checked out. Other things are a rash that you're not too sure. We can have a look at it and see if it needs to be checked up. Other things are sores that just don't seem to go away or just cause a bit of pain. And also painful urination. It's just having a hard time peeing.
Yeah.
If that's an issue, we don't want you to suffer in silence. Let us know.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get it treated early and, yeah.
Yes, young men, go down and see Alvin or go down to Devil Yerrigan Health Service. As you can hear, you know, Alvin is kind of opening the door there and letting you know it's no need to be shame.
Yep.
You know, come and have a yarn, you know, get some help, eh? What else can we talk about, Alvin?
Yep. Well, in that age group we're talking about also is a high risk for just those... high-risk categories like drugs, alcohol taking, drug taking and alcohol drinking and smoking. It's just one of those things that as young people like to enjoy themselves, enjoy the night out, have a bit of fun, maybe overdo it at some times. But, yeah, if you think that you're not coping at all, just let us know and ring us up, ask some, tell people that you're not coping, get some help if you need some.
And for more information on help finding the right services for yourself, you can also contact the Alcohol and Drug Support Line, and that number's 9442 5000, or you can call Derbal Yerrigan Health Service on 9421 3888. What else are we going to talk about?
different age groups. Over 35, we like to screen for conditions that might be brought about from smoking. A lot of young men smoke, and over a period of time, it does can cause some health conditions. And after 35, we like to get those breathing tests done at the health service. Get you checked out for diabetes over the age of 35, these are. And also just to get you checked out for health conditions. Mm. Chronic conditions that do affect us in the community are cancers, are health disease, heart disease, sorry, kidney disease and diabetes, also complications of asthma and cigarette smoking. And going back to everyone, just getting your emotional health and mental health checked if that's a concern for you.
Mm, definitely. And don't wait for signs. If you do get checked up regularly, which would be how often? you know, just to go to your local JP or Aboriginal Health Service, how often should you go to get a check-up?
Yeah, ideally we like to do an annual check-up for everyone. That gives us something to compare to if we see you down the track. And, yeah, if you have any concerns, if you're nearby, just pop in. If you have any questions about anything that's causing you an issue, just let us know.
Okay. Especially with diabetes and and heart health. Yeah. Thinking about diabetes, being a diabetic myself, it's a tricky one, diabetes being diagnosed, because you might think you're just extremely tired, but it could be that you do have diabetes, and it is just a quick test to find out, and a good one to get to early, and just like any chronic disease, actually get to it early. And I would guess that if you have something already in the family, like, you know,
if you have other family members with diabetes,
or any other heart problems, cancer, you should get checked out just to put your mind at ease a bit, or get some treatment. It's all about getting in early, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about prevention. But if these things occur, it's about early detection, early treatment to reduce those risks for you.
Now we're going to go to a song which you chose, which is Broken Down Man. So you broken down men out there that need to be fixed up, make sure that you head to your GP, make sure that you go to the Derbal Yerrigan Health Service, any Aboriginal Health Service in your area, or perhaps just have a yarn to another man.
Health Matters, a show where we discuss all health issues affecting Aboriginal people. Tune in Wednesday, 11 a.m. and repeating after the Inside Out show to get your fortnightly house call from 100.9 FM Noongar Radio.
I lost my money, I lost my
scrap metal. And we don't want broken down men. We want strong, black, healthy men. Anna Elvin. Wow, the show went really quick, but I think we've done some great jobs of spreading the good, healthy messages for our Aboriginal men listening to the show. And don't forget, for more information, you can head to healthywa.wa.gov.au, or you can give Durbel a call, 94213888, or go to their website, dyhs.org.au. Now, we're going to talk about some services and their contact numbers for people that, what should we say, maybe need a bit of a hand, someone to yarn to. For counselling services, very important, counselling and yarning. And, so one of the first ones, ARBA, which is the Active Response Bereavement Outreach. People can contact them on 9263215 or 9263205 0. That's ARBA, Active Response Bereavement Outreach. Murich Yarning. As well, a fantastic service offered by Relationships Australia WA. You can give them a call, 1300 364 277. And OutCare as well. Do you know much about their program? Okay, well, let's read the notes that we've got. Working in the re-entry link program for the five male metropolitan prisons to assist clients 6 months pre-release and 12 months post-release with returning to the community. So that's really, really good. They get involved while our men are inside, and then they follow them up after they're out as well. And working closely with the prisons, you think, wow, someone's out of prison life should be really good, they'll be happy, but it's not always like that. They do have lots of problems at times adjusting to the so-called outside world, and may need someone to talk to. So OutCare is there. The number is 6263 8622. I'll give that to you again, 6263 8622. That's OutCare. So some great counselling services. Do you know of any more that you want to bring
up? That one sounds like a valuable service. I understand a lot of young Aboriginal men do feel overwhelmed at times. All these things do happen, and that recognises that there's a particular lot of strain as going in and out of prison, a lot of strain at that time, and just talking to these, accessing these services, it's a good thing. We will promote that,
Yeah, definitely. Now we're going to wrap up now. It's been a fantastic show. Thanks for coming in. I hope you enjoyed being on radio for the first time with me today. Can I come back?
Oh, yeah, don't
you hesitate. I'll make sure that you come back. But, you know, it's just some key messages as we do wrap up.
Debbie, you're in health service. We want promoting Aboriginal men's health this week, and we want men to be around for themselves and for the family, take ownership of their own health. I know that's meaning getting out of the comfort zone, but that's a good step towards preventing these chronic diseases from occurring and getting early detection, early treatment for you. We also say exercise, get regular exercise, eat a healthy diet. If you have any concerns, we do offer counselling services. We are there to ask, answer any questions that you may have, get some regular checkups, and yeah, we'll hopefully see you at the moment, men's pit stop at the NAIDOC Day celebrations coming in July, Stan.
Thank you very much, Elvin. Some great stuff there too. Definitely think about men. We're going to leave with a song for all our strong black men out there, and this is what we want you to be. Happy.
Like I don't. the house.